Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Fish and Wally Show. We are live again, coming at you right through your computer or iPhone or... Ooh, it's getting cold in here. What's going on?
It's chilly. It's wintertime. It's coming.
Speaking of wintertime, do you know today is Free Pancake Day at IHOP?
It is. That's right. So everyone, I advise everybody to run over to IHOP and get a free pancake. It's free. If it's free, it's for me.
Exactly.
Do it.
Or, you know what, just go out and get absolutely hammered and go to IHOP, because that's usually what you need to do.
Right.
And then go eat free pancakes.
Free pancakes.
So it won't be a free night for you. It'll most likely be expensive because you're going to go drink and
it's
then go eat the free pancakes.
No, it's very cheap, considering, when you go out, you think of buying a prostitute, so this is a cheap date for yourself. You go out, get wasted with your buddies, and then you go to IHOP. It's not that bad.
Exactly.
As opposed to, like, every night. Remember when we used to go out fish? Every night, what did I say? Dude, let's get a hooker. But no, we ended up going to bars, and we just had a great time.
No, by hooker, you meant pancake.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but that's the code word now for hooker. It's now pancake.
Pancakes. So the girlfriends wouldn't know.
You had to bang a pancake.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to get STDs from a pancake.
Oh, so good. That syrup is awesome.
Oh, my God.
I'm tonsils.
I'm definitely protected in pancakes. Definitely.
Definitely.
So, it's Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday in Miami. Sorry.
Yeah, not Tuesday here.
Yeah. Did you watch the Oscars?
You know, I didn't. I was gonna catch it on SportsCenter, but
you're right.
Yeah.
They do have, you know, yeah. Actually, you know, the SportsCenter now catches all the Oscars stuff. I guess they kind of go with it because, you know, they want to have like an Oscar theme, so they do the best dunks of the year, blah blah blah, all these little categories. So everyone's doing the whole Oscars thing. So how about we do our own? How about we do like the best? I don't know.
The best dunks at the Oscar, definitely. So seriously, what were the big winners? I saw the Artist. They were
The Artist and Hugo pretty much took everything. Yeah.
Which I haven't seen either, so I can't.
Or
really...
in France, it's called Hugo.
Hugo. You know, it's an escargot, it's some Hugo.
Which in Spanish, it means juice.
Juice. Juego.
And which juice means in the hood, you got skills.
Gin and juice. Something like gin and juice. But yeah.
Back in the days, you used to do like, I got the juice, you know, and you used to like put your thumb in your nose, like rub it. Like,
oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, I kind of lived everywhere, so I kind of know these things, Fish.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We just lived in the small suburbs. Suburb.
How do we have a call from all ones? 111 with 111111. Wow.
It must be the very first telephone.
Oh, hold on. Hey, hi, you're live on the Fish and Wally Show. Is this the very first telephone?
I think we scared them.
I think we did. Hello? I think we dropped them. Maybe it was a telemarketer. That would be a first.
That would be a first.
Like, hello.
We should let him, and then, you know what, we would let him do everything. We would, like, let him do his whole speech and spiel and all that
exactly.
Stuff.
Did you know you're calling a radio station?
And then at the end, I'd be like, hey, dude, you just wasted my freaking radio show.
Exactly. God hates you. God hates you all.
And by the way, I can't curse folks because I am doing this live at a church today, so.
Oh, congratulations. And say a prayer for everybody, won't you?
You guys are blessed.
Thank you. But we had our correspondent down at the red carpet. And we kind of left him hanging, but that's okay. We'll go back to him and see what he had to say about the Oscars. And
here we are at the red carpet post-game show, if you will. This red carpet was absolutely stunning. The women are absolutely stunning tonight. We had a mortified gorilla dancing on the shoreline with amazing shoots. but this red carpet looks like period blood, and I'm about to hit it from behind. Thank you.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
What kind of accent did he have?
I don't know, it's kind of hack.
It's not even, it's like, you ever saw the movie Snatch?
Yeah.
He's not English, he's not Irish. I guess he's just a Parky.
It must be Parky.
Yeah, he had like some kind of Australian, English, in between accent.
Yeah, it's like, kind of a watered down California
accent. It looks like he like lived in the sea all his life, and he got all this radio stuff from England and from Australia.
And then gonorrhea, and then he just decided to do a show.
That's right. But yeah. So yeah. Good night.
Terrible stuff. But yeah, that modified gorilla, I'd hate to see him in shoes. It's pretty disgusting.
Speaking of terrible stuff, man, have you been watching the stuff in the news, man?
Yeah. To go on a serious note, it's pretty bad, man.
Yeah.
Bad stuff.
Did you hear about the kids, I guess the kid killing other kids in Ohio, I think it is?
That's right.
Canton, Ohio, I think? I'm not sure.
Yeah, another school shooting. I mean, Jesus, what are we going to do with... I mean, I don't even know. I mean, you saw the movie Bowling for Columbine, right? Whether that's true or not, whether they went bowling before they decided to mass murder a whole bunch of kids, I don't know. But, you know.
It kind of makes sense, though, because you're throwing one ball down, like, what, how many are there, 15?
10.
10, you sure?
Yeah, some 10 pin.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, those 15, or 12.
That all depends. If you're doing 10 pin, then if you're doing candlestick, which we only know in the Northeast, then yeah, you're doing 15.
So that makes sense, bowling for Columbine.
Yep. I'd be pissed off if I was bowling.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
I suck at bowling.
I'm amazing. You should see me bowl. Dude, my pecs, oh my God, they're huge when I bowl.
You could tell a great bowler from his calves, actually.
Definitely. Yep, and his wrists, they're huge. Like Mark McGwire, he'd be the best bowler in the world.
Definitely.
Destroy that shit.
Definitely. So I took steroids yesterday.
How'd that go?
Because I'm pretty excited about baseball season. So I'm like, all right, I drank steroids because I want to get my liver so pumped up and I want to cheat a little bit that I want to get to that point where I can beat my friends in drinking. So
that's sweet. So, just pee for me, but then I'll do? I'll bring it home to my fridge. That way it'll be tainted and then you won't get caught.
Yes, we'll do that.
Oh, was that too soon, Ryan Braun? Oh, that's okay.
What was that whole situation? I actually didn't...
That's exactly what happened. The tester brought it to a fridge that wasn't approved, and it didn't go off to the lab right away, so which basically it sat, and it basically got tainted, and they sent it off to the lab, and they said, well, there's our loophole. You didn't do the right procedure, so you're off the hook, Ryan Braun. Goodbye. Enjoy the season. Like nothing ever happened.
Oh, so he was definitely positive.
Yeah, he was definitely positive.
I thought it was that they exchange the wrong urine, whatever sample, uh-huh. And so he's not really. They apologize because he doesn't really have steroids. I thought it was that.
No, he tested positive, but the test actually never went off to like the final.
See, that's why I want everybody. I urge everybody to read the news and not just the headlines like I do.
Congratulations.
Because to me it was just like. They made a mistake, and they're apologizing to Braun.
Oh, they found a loophole, and they got him out of it.
There's loopholes in everything.
There really is. I like a loophole. I want a loophole where I can not pay the IRS, ever.
Yeah. I can't wait to get married and figure out the loophole in marriage.
This is part of the too many, man. It's too many.
Yeah, there are.
Really is.
Driver acquitted in deadly mega bus crash in New York, upstate.
You know, you would figure it'd be the Fung Wah bus, but the mega bus really surprises me.
I know.
Those dudes are nuts.
And I love that bus. It's a double-decker. It's beautiful. It's cleaner. And, you know, it has pretty fast Wi-Fi. And it sucks. It really sucks. But
hey, but it's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. But, yeah, it started off like a dollar. Going from Boston to New York. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you got to catch that $1 rate, and then it's 15, which is still cheap.
It's still cheap. Yeah. Then it went to 20, which is, like, crazy cheap.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that kind of sucks. I think four died, which is a weird number I was telling you about earlier. It was 18-year-old, 19-year-old, and then a 34, and then a 35-year-old.
Yeah, that's how weird how that went in order. There's always numerology and everything.
Yeah, especially in death. I'm trying to figure out a sequence or some kind of formula where you can figure out who's gonna die next.
What was that movie? Now that you talk about that.
Final Destination.
Not Final Destination. It had to do with numerology and death. Was it 30? It was 30 Rock. That's right, because they talk about death all the time on that show. That's just
Lemon. I love that show, by the way. But I don't know what number. I've never seen. Is it a movie or a show?
It's a movie.
Okay. Well,
you know, Jim Carrey was in it.
Oh, 23, the number 23.
23, thank you very much.
Is that what it was about? Like,
that's what it was about. It was about numerology and death. You saw it everywhere. If you Google 23, the 23 Enigma, refers to the belief that most incidents and events are directly connected to the number 23. Some modification of the number 23 are related.
Yeah.
So, like, he was mapping out, 9/11 was added up to number 23. Something. It's crazy.
And also 2 divided by 3 is 666.
Whoa.
666, so.
You.
So he kind of connected something with the devil.
Yep.
Satan
rocks.
Yeah.
Nice.
My voice is gone. So gone. You know what's funny? It's like when I haven't drank like in a week, so this is like a long time. And so usually my voice gets like crispier when I drink, nice and rich and beautiful. And
crispy and rich.
Sounds like if a unicorn could talk, that's my voice.
That's amazing.
But now it's like it's starting to hurt. So being sober really hurts.
Yeah, it definitely does. And Wally, we have another caller. Oh, this is the second caller of the night. Hey, you're live on the Fish and Wally Show.
Fish, hello? Wally, it's Brendan.
Oh, hello, Brendan.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How are you doing? Is your voice nice and crispy this evening? Because if not...
My voice is very crispy.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It sounds pretty amazing, considering I probably haven't been sober since last week.
Well, congratulations on your non-sobriety.
Yes. Two people killed over 6 days, about 250 beers.
Wow.
Whew.
That's rough.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Are you doing, are you going to bars or are you doing it a cheap way and drinking at the house?
All in-house. It's the only way to go now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to, man. I mean, you're going to do your own personal power hour? Or how's that going to go?
We every hour is power hour, you know what I mean?
There you go. That's when you know you're a champion, when every hour is power hour. Let me write that down.
You can't just be like, 7 o'clock is power hour. Every hour is power hour.
Imagine it's power hour for 24 hours. Do you think you'd die?
Shot of beer for 24 hours? Jeez.
I have drank so much. You guys have.
Yes.
Have you guys ever drank yourself sober?
Yeah, I actually have.
Yeah, so it's a weird
feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's possible.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like going through a wormhole.
Is that like just canceling out each other, I guess?
Yeah, that whole negative positive thing. But like theory of
It's extremely weird. It really is. It's you're one way one time, and then 2 seconds later, you're completely. It's like, how did this happen?
And then you're in a three-way, and you just don't know where the hell you are at that point.
And then eventually you get into a threesome, which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm three-way, threesome, same thing.
That's my life.
And then you're all gagging on each other's semen, and then you're everyone's throwing up in each other, and you just don't know where the hell how it all started. Which is one
That's not how my weekends go. I don't know.
Well, sorry, I brought you down a very dark road.
It's okay. I just want to call into the... one of the greatest shows. I think you guys should make this a podcast.
Oh, it is. Check us out on iTunes.
And then we can get people to subscribe and, you know what I mean, make
That's
this show
it.
The biggest, great, the greatest show on earth.
That's right. The most fun with your clothes off. I mean, on.
Who needs WAAF
or KYJ?
98.5 The Sport
Hub
when you get the Fish and Wally Show.
Exactly.
if you're looking to lube yourself up, just download our iTunes.
There you go. Sounds good, boys. Work. I'll let you get back to doing what you guys got to do. I just got to keep my heads up.
That's it, man. Cheer up. And
you're awesome. You're a great guy. You're a great human being, bro.
That's right.
Sounds
keep your
good.
Up, man. Rock it.
Later, Wally.
You too, bro. Take it easy.
You too, bro. Fish, have a good day, bud.
You too, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Bye-bye. So, I had breaking news for you.
So, let me give you my breaking news.
Go ahead. Yours is more important than mine.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm kidding. No, since we were talking about power hour, if you had to do 24 hours of power hour, that's 1,440 shots in a day. Of beer, of course.
Hmm.
1,440 shots. That's not bad.
Beer?
Yeah.
How many? Oh, my
God. Now, in an hour, you go through, what, six cans? Of six-pack, just about, right?
Yeah, six-pack, just about.
So, six, that's in 1 hour, obviously.
Right. And we'll take our third caller of the night. You're live on the Fish and Wally Show. Can you answer this question for us? Could you survive a 24-hour power hour?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm a little bit inebriated. Good.
Yes. That's what we like to hear. You're inebriated and you're calling our show.
Yes.
This is what we like to hear.
Well, that fellow looks like he's holding a big drink and the pitcher. Yeah, the money.
That's right. Holding the 40. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling all the way from the state prison. Good. If
yes.
You think that's true, God almighty, it's unbelievable.
Oh, so how's prison life?
Is it still the same back in the... I mean, I heard they changed some stuff, like the bars and stuff.
They
but,
get you in the ass. That's what they call it. They collect the calls.
Very good, very good. Well done, well done.
I'm glad I don't go to jail. That would suck.
Yeah.
I don't think
so,
my ass can handle it.
So let's talk about something tonight. God, let's bring some listeners in. 347-884-9731.
Yep,
let's
talk
to Wally Fish. God. See?
That's it. Well, thank you very much. And then, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida. God almighty.
Florida. Excellent. Good state. You a Gator fan or are you a Kane fan, Noel?
Mm-hmm. I'm no fan to nothing. I just pick by the outfit they wear. I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers because of their colors. God, their money, and I'll tell you what, I should have bet some money on that shit. But
don't we all wish we had an almanac?
Yes.
Sports almanac.
Yeah, from the future.
Yeah, it'll be perfect.
So how you all doing tonight?
Oh, we're excellent. Wally's sober, and I'm trying to not. Unfortunately, Wally is sober, but those are the sacrifices we make in life.
Now, which one is Wally? The one in the red cap, or you tilting the beer back in the green shirt? Which one?
I'm the one with the green shirt in the back.
Oh, can't go to money. Jesus, the other one's just holding it. He's not even sucking nothing down.
No, because after the photo was taken, I actually chugged it. We both chugged it.
Yeah.
That's the end. On the photo.
What was the reason for us buying 40s?
We wanted to be ghetto. It was ghetto day.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we did. We bought 40s.
And I don't think we finished it.
No, those things were actually pretty disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The beers we chose were very disgusting.
Very disgusting.
So, yeah. What's your choice of beer, sir? Young man.
My choice of beer is Coors Light. Good money.
You said Coors Light.
Yes, because when I first drank it, they all thought you were queer. Now, when they put on NASCAR, it was a big thing. They all think you're queers, you know? So, go to money.
Hey, did you happen to watch the Daytona 500?
Yes, I did. And I lost the 499 laps they took. But, good.
You watched the last one. That's excellent. That's the best way to watch the Daytona 500. Watch the last lap.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
What'd you think about Danica? Because, you know, they were all, like, giving her so much headlines and everything.
Oh, well, they shouldn't have done that. They could put her in the pit and do her many a times.
In a monkey wrench.
Yeah.
Let me change your tire with a monkey wrench.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, sir, thanks for calling the show. We've got a few minutes left here, so thanks again for calling, and we didn't catch your name.
Yes, Bubba from the backwoods. God bless you.
Bubba from the backwoods. Call us again. It was very entertaining.
I'm sure it was. God, you've got 9 minutes and 57 seconds left. I'll just hang on in the background.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much, Bubba. That's awesome.
From the backwoods.
From the backwoods, Bubba from the back. That's fantastic. We have a correspondent from Daytona Beach from last night.
We did.
Jason NASCAR, yeah. We jonesed him, but he wants to.
Either way. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Here we are, broadcasting live from the Bluefield Saloon down here in Daytona, Florida. It's a little loud back here. People are getting fired up tonight. Daytona 500 coming to you live tonight at 7 p.m. A little late, stop doing the rain. But what we say here is that you're better off here than across the street. Because there was some ass ripping down there yesterday and the day before. But we don't like to talk about that. We like to use chicken grease for lubricant. But anyway, I'm going to take some shots and get all fired up, maybe chase you some beer down here. And like my mama says, if you don't watch NASCAR, you're the devil. That's right. The devil put the stars in the sky. The stars for you. And Jesus Christ is our Savior Lord. Thank you for the NASCAR and the Daytona 500.
He didn't mention anything about Coors Light.
No, he didn't mention anything about Coors Light.
I guess he's drinking it. So.
He must be.
He figures everybody else is.
Definitely. let's go back to Bubba. Bubba from the backwoods. Did you hear our commentary? I think he's getting wasted.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, he's probably in the backwoods right now.
Yeah, it is. I'm a big fan of Bubba.
Yeah, sounds like a good guy.
Backwoods Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to keep him there. Well, if he wants to pipe up, he'll pipe up.
Tiger Woods? Oh, my God, I'm reading this right now. Tiger Woods wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
Why?
I don't know. You think he'd last?
No.
No.
Did you hear that Navy SEALs are developing a new beer?
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. It's supposed to, like, sneak up on your liver faster than any alcohol. I mean, that's the purpose of it.
Right. It'll taste like water, but all of a sudden you'll just get destroyed.
Yeah, it's like a sniper.
Yep, sniper. It'll move
right
in.
Right on your liver.
That's right. Right in your liver.
And we are coming towards the summer, and check out this funny fact. 59% of women carry babies or have them in strollers instead of letting them walk. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
59% of women. They rather carry their babies instead of letting them enjoy the sun and just go out, you know, roaming around.
People are crazy.
It's just very, very disappointing mothers.
Yeah.
That's why I bang them.
You bang mothers. Oh, boy. Did you know that guitar playing is now the leading cause of panty puddles?
Describe a panty puddle.
All right, it's when a woman gets wet from guitar playing.
Ooh.
Ooh, panty puddles. So, yeah, those 13-year-olds are out there. They're probably going to smell
now,
more panties. And
I wonder if she were to have a granny panty, can she, like, hold the end of it and make it into, like, a water balloon?
Probably. Like, those things hold a lot of water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially the old school ones.
Definitely.
Oh, yes, I'm here. Hello. Hey. Hello, buddy.
Bubba from the backwoods is back. Excellent.
I was asking this girl who's taking fiber, and she's shitting like a rubber duck. I don't know why she's taking fiber.
Shitting like a rubber duck. Oh, Bubba, we just became the biggest fan of you.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be our new
you,
Robin
I've
Quiver.
I've been all night long just being a loser, sitting here waiting for a fucking home invasion. That's all I do. God almighty. They never come in, and they never home invade me.
Should put a sign on your lawn.
Yeah,
no,
wanted home invasion.
Yep. And then put your phone
sign out one time. I put a sign out one time and said, "Please home invade me, and don't violate the girl. Just violate me." God, can I have a good time? What the fuck is going on?
That's right. You have to stand near the door with your ass in the air, and then they'll just come in, ass rape you, and then leave. There you go.
Or you should get one of those pants that have a zipper in the back, because then that's kind of like, you know, welcoming.
That's it.
It's closed, but it's not shut down.
That's right. It's there for everyone to go see.
Well, let me tell you something. That's why they put a jumpsuit on people who go to prison and jail. So it's easy access for the CO officers in there. Watch out. Be careful.
Wow.
Fuck the prisoners.
Yeah, right on. Hey, did you go to IHOP today and get your free pancake?
Oh, God, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, that's right.
Get
Waffle House is in
pancake.
Florida. I'm sorry.
Get your free pancakes. God, I had pancakes right between my legs. God almighty.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, having sex with pancakes. Good times. Good times out there.
No.
So, yeah, you know what? I said I misspoke earlier. I said Bubba could be our Robin Quivers. It's more like Beetlejuice. You could be our Beetlejuice.
Maybe I can be your sponsor, or maybe I could perhaps be your... what the hell they call that? What do they call it there when they have someone on the football team?
Quarterback.
Got, no, God almighty. I don't want to be the quarterback.
Defensive back.
I get it. That quarterback. Got it.
Mascot.
Yes.
Coach.
Every such way he got it.
Offensive coordinator.
No.
Kicker.
Goalpost.
On the side. On the sideline.
Oh, sideline.
The one who's
cheerleader.
Mascot. Mascot.
Oh, Moscow.
You're
Moscow. I love that country.
You're way off
to me. I love Moscow. It's right near Maine. We moved.
With binoculars, you can see it.
Yeah.
Quarterback. Go get money.
Too much responsibility.
I'll put the quarter on your back when I'm shooting off. Go get money.
A quarter on my back while they're shooting off. Well said. I got to write all these. Actually, I don't have to write these down. I can just go back and listen to the show.
That's right, podcast.
That's for now. Hey, if anyone's out there wants to speak to Bubba from the backwoods, 347-884-9731. Very entertaining human being. I don't know what we want to talk about, but hey, anything's possible on this show.
That's right.
That's right.
It's a fucked up show. Oh, crap, I cursed in church.
Oh, you did. Remember, you're in church. Don't swear in church.
I know. It's a bad habit.
So, yeah, the breaking news I had for you is that this is actually serious breaking news. This is terrible. Netflix is now losing Starz Play. So over 1,000 Starz movies and TV shows will be cut. So if you want to watch Toy Story 3 in the next 2 days, do it. Other than that, you'll have to rent it. Sorry. Just like, be like a regular new human being. Go rent the thing.
Netflix is kind of losing it, huh?
Yeah, they are kind of losing it. What the hell? Now they're down to like $7.99. And they want to charge another $7 so you can get DVDs? No. That's just not happening.
Well,
sorry,
what the hell is a DVD?
I don't know. What is a DVD? Bubba, what's a DVD?
Say that again.
We're just wondering what a DVD is.
That's what you have when you put it in a bank and it draws interest.
Oh, yes. I believe he's referring to a CD, but I think DVD is better.
or can I tell you another one, my friends?
Yes, sir.
A DVD could be what you caught, and you need to go down to the clinic for some bitch who said she wasn't with somebody. Give him money.
Oh boy, that's raunchy.
Oh man, did you hear the Statue of Liberty has moved a centimeter?
Again?
It's every 7 months now.
But now it's happening more frequently because it's end of the earth.
Yeah, tectonic plates.
The tectonic plates under her feet are now moving. Remember that in Ghostbusters?
It's like she has a treadmill underneath.
Like the slime? Remember the slime in Ghostbusters?
Of course.
And it would make the Statue of Liberty move?
Yeah, they played Jackie Gleason.
You lift me higher.
Not Jackie Gleason. I'm thinking of a comedian.
Yeah, Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Wilson.
Oh, I love Wilson. Wilson! But that's it for our live show, guys. Take care. We love you. Thanks for listening in. And hopefully next time, you won't be sad when you listen to the show. You'll be happy.
Also, quick little advice. Oranges can now hold a longer erection. Music guy.
Listen to our podcast. I can now.
Dude.
Oh, my. Bubba, you still got you?
Yes.
All right. Excellent.
How's life, Bubba?
Oh, it sucks. What the hell do you want me to tell you?
You're so optimist. Bubba, do you have guns? Do you carry weapons? Do you bear arms?
Yes, I bear arms every time I see a prostitute. Get all the money.
Got them all. Great.
He's like the Rodney Dangerfield of the South.
I think he is.
You know, sort of like Rodney
Dangerfield.
I
think Rodney Dangerfield had a New York accent and went into the South. That's a big problem.
That's you. Rodney reincarnated. Excellent.
Hey, but what do you think about women not wearing makeup in public?
God, that's better than fucking waking up with somebody who's got false titties, false teeth, and a fucking hair wig. Tell the money you got to run out of there while she's trying to cook breakfast. Good.
Jeez. Now, what's the worst woman that you've ever woken up next to? Pre-marriage.
Worst woman? Is that what you're saying? Worst
like,
woman?
You get so like blackout drunk and you wake up next to a woman, you're like, what did I do? Was she fat? Was she just absolutely ugly? Did you put a bag over her head?
No, no. I met a woman one time, and she was a midget. And
yes.
I'll tell you what, midgets are the best thing to fuck, because let me tell you, they have their head in the right place, sitting or standing all the time. Good.
Oh, beautiful.
Next question.
I wish we had a caller from a midget.
Yes. Any
well,
midget.
Technically speaking, dwarves, I guess. Right?
Yes, little people, if you will.
Yeah, little people, yes.
Yeah, I don't think they like little people or midget. I mean, what's the correct term that you would call
I think
midget?
It's dwarves. I think
dwarves?
It's dwarf, yeah.
Little people, like my little penis.
Little people penises. Next show will be about little people penises. Coming to you live from Central Florida.
I have a little person in my penis.
That's right.
Not me, I was just making fun of a joke.
How do you make fun of a joke? A joke's a joke.
That's why I said it.
I just made a funny joke.
I'm just making fun of jokes.
That's right.
Today we're making fun of jokes all day.
It's the make fun of joke day.
Well, now, what do you think the difference between runner's high and a heroin high?
A runner's high and heroin high. You got to be kidding me, right?
So blunt.
A runner's high don't suck and swallow like a heroin high does.
Now, the reason why I mentioned that, because I don't know if anybody saw Conan last night, but Artie Lange, he was actually on Conan, and he has his trainer, and he, you know, obviously Artie just got off heroin months or whatever, and he's like, you know, I gotta get this, you know, I need something that's gonna substitute heroin, and his trainer is like, why don't you do running? Running's a great high, and he's like, are you serious? Are you serious? Have you ever tried heroin? And he had a good point. I mean, you can't. He's like. And he was telling his trainer, first, why don't you try heroin and then come back? And I'll tell you the difference.
Gosh, that fella's a liar. Don't listen to him. He was running for heroin.
What does heroin look like?
Brown? I don't know. I'm just going by what I saw and Lost.
I'm going to Google it.
Definitely.
Google heroin.
You gotta have a DEA at your house.
Bubba, do you Google a lot, Bubba?
Oh yes, I Google all the time. That's what caused the problem why I got a divorce. Google.
Walked right into that one, Wally.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
In fact, if you want to know the truth, I put some things I shouldn't be saying tonight on the Red Radio Show. God and money.
Oh, it's the Fish and Wildlife Show. We say some really messed up shit.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yes. I asked somebody if they could Twitter with my balls and put my face in their Facebook. God and money. Why shoot up on there? God damn. I shouldn't say. Well, I'll stop there.
No, you can continue.
You gotta keep going, man. I mean, you got us interested now.
Yeah. I kind of want to tweet.
Good stuff.
I'm gonna tweet about this.
You should. Definitely.
We have Bubba from the Backwoods.
He's a scream. That's great.
Yes, former CIA agent. CIA agent, go to money. All you poor CIA agents that are out there in a van making it look like you're working on a telephone company. God bless you for sitting in there stinking, loving one another.
Oh, you under surveillance right now?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's so intriguing right now. He's calling a radio show.
I'm telling you right now, I can open a pack of Pall Malls and say, oh, gosh, we got marijuana. Oh, get back in the van. Never mind. False call.
Bubba, who do you think could bang Wonder Woman the longest? King Kong or Superman?
Oh, God, you got to be kidding me. I think King Kong's been banged by Superman many a times. No wonder why he keeps banging his chest. Look at it.
Right. That's great.
Bubba, do you drink liquor?
Oh, yes. And if somebody asks me what day of the week I drink, I say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then when they have enough nerve, a week later to say, have you been drinking tonight? What day of the fucking week is it? That's what I say.
So. That's it. I mean, that's right on, you know?
And then you know what? I've been to AA, and I'm tired of that.
American Airlines?
No, AA, Alcoholic Anonymous. They talk the whole time. They talk all the whole time about drinking, and I get mighty thirsty. And I got to get a beer when I leave that.
See, that's the worst thing. You know, AA's for quitters. You just gotta see it through. Just drink it more.
Are there any hot girls at AA?
What do you say, hot girls? Is that what you said?
Yeah, in AA.
Are there any women in AA?
Oh, yeah, there's women in there. All they're saying when the women are there is, AA, pass me another fucking beer and I'll get a chip. Let me get the hell out of here.
Awesome.
God almighty.
Bubba, what's your favorite movie?
The Godfather. God almighty.
Right on. That was actually on last night. I don't know if you saw it.
That's right, it was. All day.
There was a marathon. They're actually going to be on all week. It's, the 200th anniversary of The Godfather?
Also, they're playing Titanic all month because the anniversary is coming up. 100 years.
100 years. Titanic. 100 years Fenway Park.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. It sank 2 days after Fenway Park opened and most of the fanfare.
We're actually going to have a special show for the Titanic. We're going to interview every surviving actor in the movie.
That's right.
So it's going to be fun.
And we'll actually do a live play-by-play from the movie itself.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to interview the extras, too.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fun.
Now listen to me.
Yes.
Listen to me, fellows out there with that Titanic. Just for men out there, don't go underwater and kill yourself for somebody. Please. Oh, no. Listen to him playing this. God. Hear that beautiful music? That's a skin flute playing down in prison.
Been a while.
So yeah, did you see the extras on the Titanic DVD?
No, what happened?
Everyone actually survives.
No way. Yeah. There are some injuries though.
That is the alternate ending. Is that the Titanic actually turns into a spaceship, lands on Venus.
There's a trailer for Titanic too, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
Stupid.
Very.
It's also IMDb. I guess they made it into a movie. It's so stupid. People and their minds think they're so creative. Bubba, do you consider yourself creative?
Did you say creative?
Creative, yes. Creative.
Creative. God almighty. I don't know. I'm creative down at the prison when I don't want to get it in the ass. But God
almighty. That is, you have to be creative if you're in that situation.
Isn't that more like improvising, though? You got to improvise?
No, no. If you improvise, you got fucked. So.
If you improvise, you get fucked. That should be your T-shirt slogan in prison. You should like sell that out there.
Yes. I'm just telling you, and put on there, and the CO will get you too.
Oh, yeah. Bubba, we've been on so long in this radio show, I think we're, like, related.
That's your cousin.
It is. Uncle Bubba. The cousin. Cousin Uncle Bubba.
Third cousin Uncle Bubba.
That's right.
From your mama's side.
From my mother's side. Twice removed.
By marriage.
And by force. Force field.
Yes.
Yes. Sean Connery.
Can you imagine Sean Connery getting a blowjob?
Yes, that's great, right there. Oh, just
oh,
a
yes.
little bit.
Oh, yes, right there. Oh, yes, yes, thank you. Push
play with the chair.
Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, he's so getting it so right on me. Oh, yes, a lot.
Just put it in your hair.
Oh, lot. Octopus hair. Thank you.
Nice. Good ending.
Yeah. Sean Connery will be suing us.
Yep, just got a call from my agent. We're being sued. Congratulations.
Imagine we get sued from everybody that we make fun of.
That would suck.
That would suck.
I was like, dude, what are you suing? All I have is this pen. That's all I got. I
especially from Charlie Day, imagine.
He listens to the show some random. Like, hey, man, this is funny.
That's right, folks. We had Charlie Day on the 22nd last month?
Yep.
I think, yeah. Well, it was on a Thursday.
So we can't really connect.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why I paused and like.
We only probably what this 22nd of nothing.
Yeah, good show.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, but Charlie Day was on the show and it was a pretty good show. We got a lot of insights. Super.
Super insights.
All right. We should wrap the show.
Yeah, let's wrap it, guys. It's been great, Bubba. You've been fantastic. Thanks for calling in. And we hope to hear from you in the future. And catch us some nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Yes, most likely it's going to be Sunday, Mondays, and probably Tuesdays. That's our
right.
new schedule.
But most likely you'll be drinking, so definitely call in.
Yes, call in. And all the women out there that don't have panties on, give Bubba a call on this Wally Fish show. God,
that's right. You. Bubba, you know what we're going to do next time? Is we're going to hook you up with Girls Without Panties. Live. That's going to be great.
Well, you
That'll
got my
a-
number. You see it
yes,
on
we
there.
Do.
Call me when you want to call me again.
Got it. Bubba from the Backwoods, you've been great. Have a
good
evening.
God lordy.
Good lordy.
Good lordy.
Give us one more as we fade to black here. God almighty. Is that what you say, Bubba? God almighty, good lordy?
Yeah, God almighty, good lord. How big is he?
Yes, perfect. All right, good night, Bubba.
All right, good night, guys. Thank you for listening, and Bubba, thanks for stopping by.